Rashi and Hamid Beis writes on Dibra Mask Einkan Beis Mechesh. What does Einkan Beis Mechesh mean? That it means it's not chal at all. Okay? Einkan Beis Mechesh means it's not chal at all. Remember that expression? So Shmuel said on Hamid Beis that if you use certain lashonos, it's not good. Einkan Beis Mechesh. Yes? Shmuel said that if you use certain lashonos, it's not good. And the expression of the Gemara that said it's not good is Einkan Beis Mechesh. For example, what's a bad lashon by Kiddushin? If you say, Hareini Ishech, Hareini Baalech, Hareini Arusech. Yes? All those cases are bad because he's taking himself to her. What's an example by Gerushin that it's bad? He says, Eini Ishech. So, Elad, read the Rashi, there Einkan Beis Mechesh. Okay? Read that Rashi, Einkan Beis Mechesh. Let's see that Rashi inside, guys. Ain't kan beis mechesh. Go ahead.
Ain't kan afilu safek kedushin.
Yeah, read the Dibra Maskil. Ain't kan
beis mechesh. Ain't kan afilu safek kedushin. Dechi yigach ti v'lo she yigach asma.
Law. Udegerushin.
Udegerushin. Ain't kan beis mechesh af l'postal l'kuhuna.
What do those last two words mean? Af l'postal l'kuhuna. So there's a concept I want you guys to get called reach haget. Okay? Reach haget means that there's fragrance to the get. I'll give you an example. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Gerushin Pirek Yud Halacha Aleph, if a man divorces his wife, and he says, Hariyat Muteres L'chol Adam, but he says, Halacha L'maisa, you're divorced to everyone. He says, he divorces her, I'm regressious, Mimen V'enatam Muteres L'chol Adam. Let's say he says, you're divorced from me. Let's say he says, you're divorced from me, and what? And you're not Muteres L'chol Adam. What's the din? Okay? You're megureshes mimeni. Let's get the case of the Rambam. Megureshes mimeni. You're divorced from me. Megureshes mimeni. Yes? Achein, however, lo muteres l'chol adam. What does that mean? That means you're divorced, but what is part of divorce? Part of divorce is the ability to who? To marry other people. So there is a concept in the Gemara and Gittin on Pe'al from the base called Reach HaGet, which even though the get is puzzled, but there is a fragrance to the get. Meaning to say she's still married to the guy, but she can never marry a what? She can never marry a Kohen forever. Meaning even if her husband subsequently died, she has the Reach of a get. She has the fragrance of a get. Do you understand what I'm saying? And the Rambam writes that this is the Rabbanah. I want you to know, the Rambam writes that Reach HaGet is the Rabbanah. There are some Shitas, if I'm not mistaken, I think the Shagas Aryeh in the Chadashis writes that it's the Araisim. The Shagas Aryeh says that the Din Tak is a Din the Araisim. Okay? There's a Shagas Aryeh that says that Reach HaGet is a Din the Araisim. But what is he saying here, Elad? Please get it. What does Ein Kan Beis Mechesh mean? That if you use a bad Lashon by Gittin, you say, Hare any Ishech, I am not your husband anymore. What is it, Yaakov? What is Rashi saying in Hamid Beis? It's a complete zero. Ein kan afilu what? What was the end of that Rashi? Read that again. Ein kan beis mechesh, aflu what? What is the Lashon Rashi? Guys, underline that. Aflu post lacuna. If you use a bad Lashon, not only is it not a good get, it doesn't register even as a reach get. And therefore what? If her husband would die, would she be able to marry a Kohen?
Yes.
Yes, no doubt. What's an example of a Reach HaGet? Where he tells her, Megureshes mimeni, but you are not Muteres L'chol Adam. That is not a good get, because you're not including the Heter L'chol Adam. Okay?
The status of the word in that case?
Reach HaGet means that she's still married, but she has a fragrance of a get. Therefore, she can never marry a what Kohen ever again. You follow what I'm saying? The institution is found in Shas. What daf? Pay Aleph from Beis and Gittin, and the Raman and the Chosgerish and Perik Yud, Halacha Aleph. So what I'm saying to you guys, when you read that Rashi, Rashi's trying to say that if you use a bad Lashon, it's not even a what? Not only is it not a good get, it doesn't even register a what? What are we saying? Doesn't register even a Reach HaGet. Okay, that's what Rashi means. That's the first Nakud I want you to get. You can miss that whole Rashi. Okay, that's an Ein Kan Beis Mechesh, which means I feel a pulse from the Nakuda. You got to know what that institution is. Okay, that's number one, Nakuda. Number two, there is a Shiloh. Does everyone have it? Does everyone have it from yesterday? We didn't have a chance to do it. You got it in your Gemaras? Let's look at it. There is a concept, okay? There is a concept in halacha. Does everyone have it? Here, Yonah, pass it around if someone doesn't have it.
Who doesn't have it?
How many, what does the Rambam call a sefer on Shas? Yad HaChazaka. Why is it called Yad? 14 Svarim. What is one of the Svarim? Hafla. What is in Hafla? Nedarim. Shuas. What does the word Hafla mean, Daniel? Things that you articulate in Yonim of Dibor. I want you to go over first the Kudu we just did of Reich Haget. Chiddush and Rashi and Hamad Beis. You have to know that. That's what I want you to miss. You're missing the Reich Haget. Reich Haget is when a guy gives a get, he doesn't give her a heter del Kuli Alma. So she's still married, but there's a rape fragrance of the get. She can't marry a Kohen. So if you use a bad law, it's not even a get. Not only get, it's not what? It's not even Reich Haget. It's a zero. That was the first Nakud. Second Nakud is, let's get it, clear, guys. The Rambam Sefer is called Hafla. What's in that? Hafla means articulation. Nadarim, Shvuas, Naziris, Hektish. Let me ask you a question. Amira by Kedushin, is that Hafla? Yes or no? Is Amira by Kedushin, what is it shaykh to talk about Yadayim? On Hayamid Beis, what did the Gemara Pilpa with? Shmuel. Does he hold Yadayim Shin Mochichos? What is Yadayim assuming, guys? What is the institution of Yadayim assuming, Elad? That what? That the halacha is dependent on what? Dibor, no? Is it an incomplete lashon? So many of the Gedolei Achronim are bothered by. How can you bring up the Yadayim Shin Mochichos to the topic of Kedushin? Kedushin is not what? Dibor. Kedushin is a mysis, a kinyan, no? It's not just Dibor. The notion of Yadayim is incomplete lashonos. If it's an incomplete lashon, then it's appropriate, Yadayim. Yes? That's if the institution you're dealing with is Dibor. But Kedushin is not Dibor. Kedushin is a kinyan. All the Gedolei Achronim are bothered by this kasha. Okay? Reb Baruch Ber is bothered by this kasha, the Stipler. In fact, what do they say? What does the Gemara say on Vav Amud Beis here in the Dar? What does the Gemara say? Let's see the Gemara very quickly inside. Okay? Elad. Read the Gemara there. Take a look, guys. Vav Amud Beis in the Dharm. Go ahead. Boy Rav Papa.
Boy Rav Papa, yes, Yad LeKedushin or Vav?
What's going on here? Yes, Yad LeKedushin or no? How can Rav Papa ask such a Shiloh? Kedushin is a Kenyan. It's not in Yoni Hafla. It's not in Yoni Dibor. What on earth is Rav Papa Shiloh? Does everyone follow what I'm saying? This is a Pella. Go ahead, read the Gemara. Oh, and he says to the woman right next to her, he says, and you also. Go ahead. So what is that then? Of course that's good Kedusha. You can marry more than one woman. Ella. Va'at. He didn't say Nami. Go ahead. Do we say it means At Nami? And therefore, Amalah. We assume it's also her as well. Okay? Do we assume it's also her as well? Go ahead. Oh? You'll just be the audience. But Lamaisa, you'll just be the audience. But I don't want you to what? I don't want to be Mekadeshes to you. Go ahead. Why does Rav Papa even have a Shiloh? Vaha what? Michlal. Must be Rav Papa obviously assumed the premise that there's Yad LeKedushin. Because he wants to know if the Yadayim is not clear, is it good or not? So obviously he held it's good. So why is Gemara have a Shiloh boy, Rav Papa? So what's Gemara answer? Amarlei. So what does that mean? So the Rana says it is that what? Grant the Rav Papa had a suffix, but he said on the side that there's a yad, he wanted to know whether what? He wanted to know whether a yad chain of mochiach is good or not. Okay? He doesn't know whether there's a yad of Kedusha, but on the side there's a yad, is a yad chain of mochiach good or not? Why does the Gemara have a suffix about Kedusha and not Gittin? Why does the Gemara not have a suffix about Yesh Yad of the Gittin? The Rana asks. The Rana says, I'll tell you why. Because get is posh, it's a maisa. It's an asinus aget. Whereas our shail is, he gave two prutas to one woman. He didn't give the second woman a penny. He gave two prutas to the first woman. The question is, did he want the second pruta to go to the second woman or not? It's not clear. But he only gave a get to what? He gave a get to one woman. Obviously, we assume it's good. So that's why the Gemara doesn't have a suffix at all. Halacha l'maisa. Everyone holds there's a yad. Okay? Everyone holds there's a yad by gittin. There's no shiloh there's a yad by gittin. It was klor. By kedushin, the Gemara asks the kasha. So I want you to get this down. What does this Gemara show? What it shows is, guys, is that when it comes to kedushin, the notion of the dibor is a real deal. It's an important thing. And that's what the Torah's getting writes in Sof Siman Kuf Mem Aleph. That when it comes to kedushin and umdud de muchach, it's not enough. What's an umdud de muchach? A clear estimation. You need dibor. You need dibor. And therefore, asukun mosuin is like dibor mamish. That's one answer. Therefore, we can put kedushin in the rubric of what? Of hafla, in order to ask this question. Because the bottom line is, you see from the Gemara Nedarim, and you see from our Gemara, of Yadayim Shin Mochichos, that when it comes to Kedushin, Dibur is a serious deal. Number two, the Avnei Nezer and the Stipler write, I'll pee the Rashba. What does the Rashba say? That if the Edim don't know what's going on, it's not a Kiyum HaDavar. Just because they what? Just because the guy knows what's going on, the Chosson and Kal, the Edim don't know it. So if he doesn't say Li, the Edim don't know what they're seeing. The Edim don't know what they're seeing. They're not able to testify what they saw. So therefore, that's what the Talmid HaRashba quotes from the Chuvas HaRashba. Yadayim Shin Mechichas Lo Havin Yadayim, as if there are no Edim. So please get that down. There are two ways to solve this problem. Either you say, yes, there is a requirement of Dibur needed by Kedushin. If I ask you, give me two Gemaras to prove it. Daniel, what are the two Gemaras? Our Gemara, because it talks about Yadayim Shin Mechichas. And the door. Exactly. That Dibur is a real deal. What's the other shot you could suggest? It's not that a Kedushin needs a Dibur, but in order for Edom to be Edom on Kedushin, they have to know it's flying. And if it's not clear Lashon, forget about it. They don't know it's a Kedushin. So it's not Edom's Kiyumi HaDavar. So there are two ways to solve that what? There are two ways to solve that Kasha. Okay? And the Chazon Ish adds a third. He says, if you don't have Dibur Gomer, I'm not sure this Chazon wants to marry the woman. If it's Yad LeKedushin, then it's a Dover Bar. Asukun Bosun is a Dover Bar. Chazon Ish says, if the Chassan really wants to make out a woman, let him say it in articulate, clear Lashon. So there are three ways I want you to get to solve this. Either, number one, you need Dibur Mamish, and the two Gemaras prove it, our Gemara and the Dharma. Number two, it's what? It's a Chassan and Edim. The Rashba, the Talmid HaRashba quotes from the Chuvas HaRashba, that it's Chassan and Edim if they don't know what's going on. Number three is, if he doesn't speak a Lashon clear, Lamais, I'm not sure it's a good what. I'm not sure I'll be a halacha that it's going to be what. I'm not sure it's going to be what. It's going to be, he's clear that he wants to mekadesh the woman. Okay, very good. That's the second chiddush I wanted to say. Okay, we got it? Second chiddush. Let's go, guys. Another chiddush before we get to Vayta and the Gemara. I want you to get all these chiddushes because we didn't have time to finish yesterday. Please get it down. Number three. We had a beautiful, the guys saw it in the Mar Mekoymus and Seder yesterday. Please get it down. There's a problem in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber Paskins in Hilchos Gittin. Where is Hilchos Gittin? We shouldn't be ignorant, God forbid. Kuf Lamed Wat Vav in Ibn Ezer. Kedushin is what? Chav Zayin. Right? We should know. We're learning Kedushin. In Simon Kuf Lamed Vav Sif Gimel, the Mechaber writes, two Lashonos. If a guy says, Eini Ishech is a good Lashon Yosef or a bad Lashon? It's a bad Lashon. Eini Ishech, we said. He's taking himself away from her. What happens if he says it, Asukun Bosuinin? Is it good or not? What's the din? One day in Shulchan Aruch says it's what? It's not good at all. The other day in Shulchan Aruch says, Suffolk Megureshes. Please get it down. You use a bad Lashon in the context of Asukun Bosuinyin. One day in Shulchan Aruch says it's completely bad. The other day in Shulchan Aruch quotes that it's a suffix. Asks the Beis Shmuel and Sifkat and Beis, what are you talking about? If you look in Hilchos Kedushin, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin Simen Chav Zayin Sif Vav, if you use Hareini Isheich for Kedushin, what's the din? It's bad for Kedushin. So why by get does he quote a shita that it's a suffix, and by kedushin he doesn't quote such a shita? That's the very clear kasha of the Beis Shmuel. Very clear kasha of the Beis Shmuel. In Hilchos Gittin he quotes a shita, Yaakov, that says suffix. Megureshes, and Hilchos Kedushin doesn't quote a Shita like that. What's the difference? That's a great kasha. Okay? So the Beis Shmuel says like this. I want you to get the teretz. The Beis Shmuel says an amazing shot. He says, you know the difference between get and kesef? Because by get, you have the language of the husband on the get. And therefore, even if he says a bad lashon, the language on the get, though, is asukun bosu inyan. The language on the get seems to be good. So therefore, since the language on the get is from the perspective of the husband, and he wants to what? Drive her away, and that's the way it's written. Even if he says a bad lashon, as long as they're talking about a get, that should register a suffix. But by kesef, all you have to hang your hat on is what? All you have is to hang your hat on is what? Is the amira. Because there's no nothing written on the money. So if the amira is done bad, so I don't care if you're a sukkah bosunin, it's going to be bad halach l'maisa. You follow me? When you're mekadesh with kesef, you don't have anything else but the amira. If you say a bad amira, even if it's asukah bosunin, it's not good. Halach l'maisa. Well, Ella, do you follow me? Let's get that. What would follow from the chiddush of the Beis Shmuel? By a what?
By kedusha shtar.
Excellent, Daniel. Excellent. But by kedusha shtar, right on the ball, halach l'maisa, it would be a suffix. Excellent. Get it down. Beautiful. So Nachama, let's chazer over this mahal quickly. The Mechaber Nuchos Gittin quotes 2 days. If a guy says a bad lashon in a case of asukin bosurinian, what's the din? One day it says it's bad, another day it says suffik megureshes. Frek the Beis Shmuel, but Nuchos Kedushin, if you use a bad lashon by kedusha kesef asukin bosurinian, it's completely bad. Why doesn't he quote a sheet that says suffik kedushin? Beis Shmuel scotch him. Comes along Beis Shmuel, I'll tell you the difference. He says an amazing pshat. Right? And in fact, the Rabbeinu Yerucham compares the two. Who's the Rabbeinu Yerucham? Arishon. He says, whatever you say by get, you say by kedushin. So the Beis Shmuel says, I'll tell you, by get, you write a lashon. And it's from the perspective of the husband. He wrote a good lashon. It was asukum osurinian. I said it bad, so what? Not so what, but it's a suffik erishon. At least there's one sheet that says suffik erishon. By kedusha kesef, all you have to hold your hat on is what? Is the amir. The money, there's nothing written on the money. If you use a bad lashon, the whole thing blows up. But as Daniel pointed out beautifully, if it's Kedusha Shtar, what's the din, Daniel? If it's Kedusha Shtar, it'll be a suffix because it's written right. You just said it bad. Excellent. That's the third mahalach I wanted you to get. Okay? Fourth mahalach, please. Let's get it. We've discussed about the greatness of the Gaon. Who's the Gaon? The Gra. In the Pirah Gra. Listen to this. Amazing. The Vilna Gaon asks, on the Rambam, what do we say the Shita Sarambam is? What do we say the Shita Sarambam is? About Amira Beget. It's only considered to be a Churma Midrabanan. Midiraisa, is it a good get? Yes. Midrabanan is possible. The Vilna Gaon asks, I don't understand. You read it nicely, Elad. Let's get it down. Ein kan beis mechish. If you say what? If you say any ishech, the Vilna Gaon asks, according to the Rambam, why is it Ein Kan Beis Mechish? What does Ein Kan Beis Mechish mean? What does Ein Kan Beis Mechish? It's a zero. It doesn't even register what? Reich HaGet. According to the Rambam, if Amir is only the Midrabanan, then why do you have to say anything? Why is it Ein Kan Beis Mechish? Why is it worse than saying nothing? According to the Rambam, if you say nothing and a guy gives a get to his wife, what's the din? Pasul Midrabanan. But it's good minatayra. How can the Gemara say in Kan Beis Mechish? The Rambam's against the Gemara. That's the kasha of Vilna Gaon. It's a bomb kasha. You got the kasha? How can you say in Kan Beis Mechish? Which means it's a zero. Do you know what the Vilna Gaon says? Yesh l'chalik. L'das haramba. He writes 2 words. Yesh l'chalik. What does the Vilna Gaon mean, guys? You tell me. What does Yesh L'chalik mean? What? You can make a chiluk. What's the chiluk?
No,
the Gemara says in Kan Beis Mechish, according to the Rambam, without an Amir, it's possible with Rabbanan.
What the Rambam means?
What's pshat? We already had the Svara. What's the Svara? That when you say something bad, It's worse than being shosek. Any ishek is garua. It's garua. It's terrible. If you don't say anything, it's a blank. It's good minat Torah, posim and rabbanan. But if you say something, a bad lashon, the whole thing blows up. That's exactly what the Vilna Gaon meant. Yesh l'chalik. The Bir Agra is in Sif Katan Beis. Kuf Lamed Vav Sif Katan Beis. Please get it. Amazing, amazing shot. Okay, we got it? You got it, Daniel? According to the Rambam, why is it Ein Katan Beis Meichesh if you say Ein Yishich? If you don't do an Amir at all, it's only Pasum L'Rabbanan. The answer is when you do something bad, it's worse than being Shosek. It's Garua. The Vilna Gaon wants you to think. Yesh l'chalik. That's exactly what he means. Okay. Two more Nakudas, please get, and then we got to go Vayikra in the Gemara. Please get it. What happens if a guy says, Harizel l'kudush shayich? Harizel l'kudush shayich. You say, Harizel l'kudush shayich. You give her money and you say, this is your kedushin. You didn't say Haram Kadesh Li. You said Harizel, you want me, I'll write it on the board. L'kidusha Shayich. L'kidusha Shayich. What do you say about this? Good or not?
No, no.
Machloikas Yishoinim. The Tosis Rid in his and the Riaz. The Tosis Rid says it's bad. You must say Li. The Riaz says it's good. You're a Megaladas, you want to marry her. It's like Asukin Bosuinian. It's like Asukin Mosuinian.
Well, maybe that's not Pamina, whether it's Asukin Mosuinian.
He says it's like it. No, you don't have to have it.
That could be saying, but
Tosis Rid says, ain't no Kiddushin.
But you don't know that you're not a Shliach.
Yeah. The Riaz says it's good. No, but we assume it doesn't have to be Asukin Mosuinian. We assume it's Megala to her, giving a Kiddushin. You don't have to say, it's like Asukin Mosuinian. No. It's not a matan, he's giving you a l'shem kedushin.
It sounds like it could be a shlichus.
What'd you say?
This is your kedushin.
This is your kedushin. So we assume halach l'maisa is giving it l'shem kedushin. Just like asukum balsuini. I hear you, Daniel. But the avne meluim, please get it. The avne meluim in Simon Chav Zayin Sifkot Yud Gimel says, I don't understand the Riaz. What'd the Riaz say? The Riaz is the one that said it was good, yes? Yeah?
Yeah.
So he kind of asked like Daniel said. I mean, you didn't say Li. Didn't our Gemara say if you don't say Li, it's bad? Mm-hmm. No.
What was this?
Davde Meluyim. Simin Chav Science of Kohen Gimel. That's basically what Daniel was asking. If you don't say Li, why should it be good? Yeah. So Lamaisa, the Avne Meluyim, wants to say the following. If you don't say Li, it's a worse problem. Because the Lushan, there's no distinction from the Lushan that you're Makadosher to yourself. Right? There's just a hochachat studies that maybe what? Shalom HaKadosh L'Acher. The Lushan is Sosir Kavana. We don't go Basim Achshav. Halach L'Maisa. We don't go Basim Achshav. Okay? That's what Davin Mulim wants to answer. Okay, again, Davin Mulim asks on the Riaz, why is it good? If you don't say Li, how should it be good? It comes out Kavana's L'Kadosh L'Atzmo, right? If you don't say Li, it's not good. Right? How could it be good? So Avnei Meluim says, when you don't say Li, it's a worse problem.
So that's
because it's like you're Mekadosh, what? La'atzmo.
That's a continuation of the question. That's not answering.
Yeah. No, but he's saying a Hezber, Lamais. He's saying a Hezber.
How is that a Hezber?
No, because the Avnei Meluim says Li is worse than Kudashayik.
He's saying a Hezber on his...
No, he's answering up why the Riaz would say it's good. Because if you don't say Li, it's a Chisorin Mamish.
So then why would it be good?
No, without Li, it's not good. The Kedusha Sayich, Lamaisa, doesn't have that chisorn of without Li.
The Riaz just said it's good.
What are you saying?
The Riaz just said it's good without Li.
No. The Gemara says it's that, again. Machlokes Rishonim, let's get this. How about the Kedusha Sayich?
Yeah.
The Tosis Rid says it's bad because it's like the case of without Li. Okay. Without Li is not good.
Yeah.
Riaz says, no, it's not the same.
Because it's like he's saying Li.
No, we view it as being what Lamaisa, he didn't say that, he just said it's good. Without Li, it's bad. He said Kedushin is considered to be what? Kedushin is considered to be good. What's the difference between the two cases? What's the difference when you don't say Harap Kadesh, you don't say Li, and you say Kedusha Saich? That's what Davne Meluim wants to suggest, okay? Because when you say Harap Kadesh without Li, the Lashon itself is not Achreach that you're Mekadosher yourself. There's a side thing, the Mestama, you're the guy. But the Lashon is Soser the Kavana, and we don't go Basar, we don't go Basar, you're Makshava. The Lashon is key. If you say Harim Kodeshes, you don't say Lee. How do you know it's you? Right? But if you say Harim Kodeshes, this is your betrothal, he wants to say it's coming from him. So if it's coming from him, it's more clear without saying Lee. Follow me? That's the distinction he wants to make. You follow me, Daniel? Hariyak Kedusha Shaykh is better than Sarah Mekadesh is not Lee. Because this is your betrothal.
It's like
it's coming from me.
It's like Shtika versus saying the wrong Lashon.
A little bit. But he wants to say Kedusha Shaykh is more specific than just saying Sarah Mekadesh is without saying Lee. Okay.
What
do you say?
What about a get?
In which case?
This case, Hariyak Kedusha, this is your get.
So it must be the same achleikus. Unless you say different, that the Lashon of the get makes it clearer. Maybe it's different by get. Harizagitech is good by get. And there's only one guy, like Elad said. Remember we learned that yesterday? He's the only guy, so it's good. Okay, let's get to this. Last Nakuda I want to get to. Then we got to start. Okay, then we got to go fight in the Gemara. Last Nakuda, please get it, which is related with the Gemara Nedarim. Please get all this. The tour in Simin Chav Zayin quotes B'Shem the Ramah. Who's the Ramah? Not the Ramahs with an Aleph. Yeah. Ramahs Rameir Alevi, Yad Ramah. Listen to this case. He's Mekadosh a woman first. Yes? And then he says the woman next to her, he says, Arat Mekadoshes. And he doesn't say Li. What's the din? He's Mekadosh the first woman first. Then he says to the lady right next to her, Arat Mekadoshes. But he doesn't say Li. Is that good or not? He says, Lee, let's write it down. He says, Lee to the Isha Rishona. And he says what? He just says, Ariat Mekudeshes to Isha Shnia. Ariat Mekudeshes without Lee to the Isha Shnia. What do you say?
Because now it's clear.
So the tour says, B'Shem the Yad Ramah.
No
good. No. Kosh Shin Lekedushin for the second woman too. First one's for sure good. Koshin Lekedushin.
Who says that?
That's what the Torah says, B'Shem the Yad Ramah. You got it? We're Koshish to the Kedushin, the second Kedushin.
Does it have to be right away?
Halacha Lamais. Yeah, it's right there, right there. No, we're talking about they're together. So he says, Yadai Mochichos, the Koshin Lekedushin. The Beis Yosef says, it's like the Nazar, that's over Lefanov. Please get it. The Beis Yosef writes, like the case of the Nazar over Lefanov. It's Yadayim Mochichos. Okay? Now, what I'm bothered by is like this. Let's get this. What I'm bothered by is like this. Why does he say Choshen LeKedushin? It should be a what? It should be a Kedushin Gemurim. You hear the Kasha? Why doesn't he say Kedushin Gemurim?
He still doesn't say
Li. What'd you say?
He still doesn't say Li.
No, so he says like this. He says, why would a guy want to be married to two women? We assume he only married one woman. Okay? That's what the Beis Yosef writes. Okay? He says, he doesn't say Kedushim Gemurim because you know what? Mistoma guy only wants to be married to one woman. That's one shot. The Beis Yosef in Sifkan Tedvav says another shot. Listen to this. He says that the Ramaz Mistapik in the case of Nazar over Lefanov, is that considered Yadayim Mochichos? Because Artos said it's Yadayim Shalom Mochichos. Who says the Nazar Ola Fonov makes it Yadayim Mochichos? Okay? You follow me? Again, the first answer is that Mistami only wants to marry one woman. So I'm not sure if he wants to marry a second one. Therefore, I'm Chayshish. What's the second shot? The second shot is the what? What's the second shot? The second shot is that I'm not sure if a Nazar passing by is really a Yadayim Mochichos or not. Maybe it's a Yadayim Sheinu Mochichos. Our Tosafot said it was a Yadayim Sheinu Mochichos. But I have a problem. Daniel, you got it? The Avne Miluim asking Sifkat Yad Aleph. Why shouldn't you just say Shosh LeKedushin because of what? What's the Gemara we read in the beginning of Shir today? Yesh Yad, Boy of Papa, is there a Yad for Kedushin? Why don't you say that's the reason why you only write Shosh LeKedushin? Is there a Yad for Kedushin or not? To Shilin the Gemara. That's why I said Choshen LeKedushin. That's what the Avnei Miluim asks. That's a great Kasha, Lamaisa. Yes? You got that Kasha?
Like,
Yes, let's say this again. What did the Torah say, B'Shem and Ramah? In this case, the first Kiddush is good, second one's a Choshesh. Yes? Why is it Choshesh? Say it's Avada. What's the answer? Stomach guy doesn't want to be married to two women. I'm not sure. So therefore, we say it's a Sovik Kiddush in the second one. What's the other shot? I'm not sure if Nazar over Lafana is Yadayim Mochichos or not. Because Arto said it's Yadayim Sheinim Mochichos. You know what, Daniel? The Avdim Lim says, I would have said, you know why it's Choshen L'Kedushin? Because why? Where we have a suffix whether there's Yesh Yad L'Kedushin or not. We have a suffix whether there's Yesh Yad L'Kedushin. What daf? Nidorim what? Daf Bobim Beis. Excellent, Sweet. Floor cut. You got to know the what daf and also the lumdus, both. You hear the kasha? Like a rifle. I like that. Fava Mbeis, right away. Right? You got that? Why doesn't he just say Choshen L'Kedush? Because I don't know whether it's a yad. Listen to this answer.
It doesn't sound like it's so different from the second answer.
No, the second answer is whether I call Nazar over Lafana. Is that called yad? No, but it's a shayla in general whether there's a yad. You don't have to be so particular whether Nazar over Lafana is a suffix or not. So listen to this. This is a razzle-dazzle answer. Let's get this. Razzle-dazzle. You know what Davni Malum says? He says, amazing. What did the Ron say in the Durham a lot? What was the case in the Durham? Where he gave the two prutas to who? The first woman. He gave the second woman nothing. No? That's where we're stopping whether there's a yad. But in the Yad Ramos case, what's the din? He gave the woman money. He gave the second woman money. You got me? The only time I'm stopping whether there's a yad in Kedushin is when you don't give the second woman money at all. You gave the two prutas to the first woman. Does one pruta for one woman? Is the second pruta for the second woman? But you didn't physically give it to her. You understand what I'm saying? The first one will be like a shliach for the second one. But in the Adramos case, you gave money to the second woman. You just didn't say li. You follow me? That's why he doesn't say choshen l'kedushin. Is because I'm not sure whether it's yad or kedushin. That's the four. You got it, Daniel? Please get it down. The Ron and the Durham said the case was what he didn't give the second woman anything. He gave two prutas to the first. That's where I'm going to stop it, whether it's a yad or not. But in the Adramos case, he what? He gave the second woman. He just didn't say li. That's why we're close to the Kedushin. Yes?
Could you say that the fact that he doesn't say li to the second woman, even though he literally just said li to the first woman, could make it be mechoshish? Like, why wouldn't he say li in the second case?
You're saying it should apply he didn't want her?
What?
You want to say which way you want to say?
See, we're stopping because if he really was one, did want to be Mekadesh, he would have said leave. But he didn't. He did not say Mekadesh.
You're saying what his kavana was? Okay, so that's a little bit like the first Terrence. You know, does he want to marry the second one or not? Stomach only wants to marry one woman. Okay, maybe want. That's a little bit, what do you mean? Maybe he wants to be married to the second one. The first one's in a bad mood. He wants to be married to the second one, right? So, something along those lines. Okay. All right, good. All right, Viter now in the Gemara. Okay, guys, so we got everything. Please get it. Okay, with those in the Nekuda, so how can we add again? Now we go Viter in the Gemara. Elat, before we read Viter in the Gemara, what did the Gemara say on the top of Avam and Alf? What is the marker that a husband has to want to take a woman? What is the marker if a man wants to divorce his wife, God forbid, that he's got to send her away? Yes? The shulcha. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The shulcha, yes. The shulcha. Ki yikach the shulcha. Not the shilach, the shulcha. Let me ask you. Reb Yosef Engel writes in the Sefer, the Gilyone Ashas, please get it down. Why does the Gemara have to dig up two separate bakars for getting in Kedushin? Why don't you makash Havaya? Havaya? Lilwat liyitziya. Please get it down. That's Reb Yosef Engel's kasha. The great gong. It's a great kasha. That's what he asks in the Gilyone Ashas. Amazing kasha. So what's the answer? I'll tell you like this. The Ford is get is fundamentally different because get can be done by Al-Korcha. Therefore what? I don't care if he says a bad Lashon. Even if he says any Isheikh, he's removing himself from being the husband. Let him do whatever he wants, in any way he wants. He can do it against her will. That's what I would have a havam in it. Come Ashmalanda, what? We need to dig up a pasuk special for what? I need a pasuk special for what? Special for get, special for kedushin. The hekish would not be enough. Because if you just had the hekish, you know what I would think? I would think that what the bottom line is that she's very easy to get rid of. And therefore what? He can do it against your will. I don't care if you say a bad lashon. That's why you must dig up a pasuk. If you just had the hekesh on its own, it would not what? It would not help you. It would not be mazmuri that these bad lashonas are bad by get. And by get.
The bad lashon.
You need, yeah, the bad lashon. That's why you need a pasuk of shilach, the shilcho. If it wasn't from shilcho, I learned that from Havaya, I wouldn't think that the hekesh includes these lashonas. And I want to strengthen it, because the hekesh is only by what? According to many. We had it at the beginning of the year, only by shtar. Because get is a shtar, kedush is a shtar. But who says the hekesh applies to all kedushin? You follow me? Please get that down. So that's why the Gemara digs up a special pasuk by get, to tell me that these lashonas, Yosef, are bad, even if what? Even if it's by get. Even if you can divorce her against her will. There's a certain way in which you got to do it. You can't drive yourself away from her. You have to what? Drive. You have to drive her away from you. And therefore the hekesh would not be enough. You cannot learn hekesh of Ayin Liatziyah to tell me that the bad lashonas would be bad by get. Okay? That's why you dig up a special pasuk. It says, beautiful pshat of the Gilyon HaShas. Don't confuse. Gilyon HaShas is Rabbi Kivager. Who's Gilyon HaShas? Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Yosef Engel lived at the end of the 1800s. He lived at the time of, when did Alexander Graham Bell live? What, 1881? He had shailas in Rabbi Yosef Engel about being Yotze with the Havdalah on the phone. Most postmen say you can't be Yotze Havdalah on the phone. There is a minority of opinion say you can. I say Motze Shabbos for the family, we put on the phone for my mother-in-law. She listens on the phone. According to most postmen, not good, but there are some postmen say it's good.
Moshe says no, right?
What'd you say?
Moshe has a whole
most postmen say not that way. Rabbi Yosef Engel, though, was alive when Alexander Graham Bell. Toru Mada! You get a credit, three credits of A.
Yeah.
So you got A, Lamaisa, okay? So in other words, he had Shilas when what? When Alexander Graham Bell created the phone, he had the Shilas. So don't confuse. Gilyon HaShas would be Kivega Yosef. Gilyon HaShas is Rabbi Yosef Engel. Okay, let's go, Victor. Ella, let's see the Gemara. Let's go, guys. Let's rev it up. Let's go. Adam, let's go. Come on. Tana Rabbanan. Go ahead.
Tana Rabbanan. Hare Ad Ishti, Hare Ad Arusati, Hare Ad Kuni Ali, Mikudashem.
Beautiful. All these are shows. You're my wife. You're my betrothed. You're acquired to me. It's all good. Go ahead.
Hare Ad Shali, Hare Ad Birshuti, Hare Ad Sekuk Ali.
That's where that phrase fits us good. You know how the people say it's all good? All those cases are all good. You know how people say it's all good? So it fits good here. Go ahead. Hare Ad what? All those cases are all good too? Frek the Gemara. Yeah, why'd you have to have two sets of three? Teach all six in one case. Why do you say Mekudeshes and then Mekudeshes? Go ahead. That's the way I learned it from my Rebbe. You're supposed to say it over, Balash and Rabbo. Gemara and Shabbos, Tafiyud, Tessam, and Aleph. You know, even if your Rebbe, the Gemara says, even if your Rebbe says it makes a mistake in pronouncement, that Lamaisa, the Gemara says you can say it over, Bishon Rabba. Not if it's going to cause a problem in Halacha, that people misunderstand it, but if you pronounce it a certain way, you can say it the same way. This is how he learned it from his Rebbe. Two sets of three, done. Excellent. Go ahead. What's Ibayalu? How do you translate Ibayalu? Shailu in the Bismedish, Halacha Lamaisa. Ibayalu always means Shailu Halacha Lamaisa. Go ahead.
At
least one of them we can answer. Pashut, answer, Mia, nevertheless, Chata, one of them. Go ahead. So, Lukukhasi is a slam dunk because this is Kiyikach. All the other ones, though, let's look at Rashi, have to have some connection with a Pasuk. Okay? So we want to know whether these Lashonas are good for Kedushin, okay? Now, I want you to get this down. Please get it. The Gemara leaves them all. I don't know how many there were. There were eight? Did anyone count? It's always good to know. Miuchedes is two. Ezrasi is three. Negdasi four. Sarasi is five. Salasi six. Sugrasi seven. Tachtai eight. Listen nine. Lukasi ten. So one out of ten are answered, yes? The other nine are left what? Let's get it down. Left is a suffix. Writes the Riazokin and the Rush. Riazokin and the Rush I gave you. What do they say? Halacha Lamaisa. What's the din? Suffolk. Suffolk Kedushin by these. If a guy's Makadish tries to be fancy with one of these nine Lashonos, What's the din? Safek kedushin. Second shita. The Rosh says the same thing, and the Rambam says the same thing. So let's add on the Rambam too as well. Remember Tzvi, I gave it to you? Remember I gave you the Rambam? You looked it up. They paskin, riazokin, Rambam, Rosh, Sofek. Please get it. Yes, you would have to Mekadosh her again, and you would need a get. What does the Ran say? We learn on Sunday. Ben, what is the Ran going to say? Einim Mekudeshes. Based on what? You guys didn't have a chance, please listen on Sunday. Why is it Einim Mekudeshes, Ben? Because there's a Cheskes what? Adam? There's a Cheskes Penuya. What was the presumptive status of this woman? What was the presumptive status of this woman, guys? What do you say? She was single, though, before this. So therefore, you don't need to get it all. So most Rishonim say Sava Kedushin by these nine Lashonos. The Ran says Cheskes Penuya. You go back to presumptive status, she's single, and therefore what? Therefore it's okay. Okay?
Yeah, why is it, how do you say that?
Because, Daniel, there are svekas, there are ways in Shas we could solve svekas. Rove is one of them. What's a rove? Majority. Chazak is another way. So we had a presumptive status. She was single. So shtel, you know what shtel is in Yiddish? Go on the what? The presumptive status that she's single. Okay, we're going to be machmir. We wouldn't hold like the Ran Ladina, but I want you to know it's a machlekes. Okay. Let's go, guys. Elad, you're doing a great job. Look at Rashi inside now. Guys, look inside. Please, let's get it. It's amazing we're going to see it. There's a Rashi here that most people skip. We don't skip. Right? We don't fumble over it. I want you to know everything with mice. Chlorokite. If you don't know it, you come forward and say, I don't know it. Let's go. Mucheris. Actually, you know what? Do listening to you. Go ahead. Yeah, just put all six in one. Go ahead. Oh, there it is. Where's Miucheres? Which word?
Echad.
Excellent. One. The man and one woman become one. Excellent. Go ahead. Even though what? That's a lashon, even though it's a unique type of kedushin, but at least it does mean marriage. At least it does mean marriage. You agree with that? Does mean marriage, no. So that Rashi makes a lot of sense. Halach lamaisa. Okay. Lashon Yehuda. Go ahead. That means my helpmate, or you know, my assistant. So you see Azer and Kenegdo. Go ahead. That's Brashi's Perik base. Correct. That's Brashi's base. That's Rashi, Azer, Kenegdo. Yeah, very good. Go ahead. Sugrasi. That was when what? That she was created from what? The rib, right? So therefore, Sugurasi is also hinting to the pasuk. Go ahead. So what does Atzurasi mean?
My help?
No. It means, according to Rashi, she's gathering in with me to my house. Nesefesi mi labayis. Yes? Nesefesi mi labayis. That's what Rashi says. Please get that. He wants to say that it means you're gathered into my house. That's the Lashon. Go ahead. Who's Rabbo Sai? His Rebbeim. What is Atzura Lanu? Now let me get the story. Did anyone look up Nach? The story's like this. David HaMelech comes to the city of Nov, he's starving. Achimelech, the Kohen Gadol, says, I have no food except the lechem upon him. I'll give you the food, but you must be in a state of Tahora. If you are with a woman, you become a Baal Keri. Anyone who's with a woman becomes a Baal Keri, he's Tomei. You can't eat the Kodesh. David HaMelech says, he hasn't been with a woman, neither has his servants either. What is the expression that he says? He says, Isha Tzura Lanu. David HaMelech said to Achimelech that they weren't near a woman. They didn't come close to a woman. Go ahead, Velona Hira. Have your servants been away from a woman? Vidavid? What's a hadarle mean? David answered him back. Excellent. What does Atsura mean? Atsura means the opposite. She stopped from us. She hasn't been near us. It doesn't mean that she's together. Rashi said it means you're gathered up in my house. That means a lashon of marriage. But according to this, it's a pella. No. It's an absolute pella. It means the opposite. They've stopped having pia with one another. So how can you tell me that's marriage? You're the kasha? And Rashi concludes with that. He says he doesn't understand pshat rabosai. Look at Tosfos. Elad, go ahead. Excellent. So how do you save Rabosai? Go ahead. Where do we have that Lashon Rimi Ashev? Happened to be the Rimi Ashev that we learned before was to save Rashi. Here it's to save Rabosai Shirashi. Where do we have Rimi Ashev? Hey, I'm an alpha on the bottom of the Tysus, right? Excellent. Verimi Ashvin. Here, the Rimi Ashvin is the center of both sides. Go ahead. Verimi Ashvin.
Verimi Ashvin, Rishna de Krak, the parish of Rabotav.
The Haki Perusho.
The Haki Perusho, Kisha, Shahita, Lenin, Mikmosho, Sham. Ayaza, Aval Afsha, Manapu Toharim, Venifa, the Kol, Edo, Halashona, Tasha, Rishna de Krak.
What's he saving Rashi saying? How does he save Rashi, guys? He said, no, David HaMelech says that we were with, if they were with women, it was a few days ago. But then they went to mikveh. Now they haven't been with her. So we're not a balkari. So it does mean together. And that's what nicha means, all these what? All these psukim. What does Rashi mean when he says v'nicha? Not Rashi, what does Tosfos mean when he says v'nicha? He says all these lashonas are lashonas of what? Lashonas from psukim. Excellent. Pinchas. And nichilu all these lashonos. Now there's a problem with some of them. And I want you to get it down. What's the problem with some of them? Nichilu. All these lashonos are what? Are listed at Krah. And therefore it's considered to be good. Please get it down. What do you do with the lashon of what? Tfusasi. What does tfusasi literally mean? What does tfusasi mean? My grabbing. That he's grabbing. Where is that from a pasuk? Please get it. Tosfos Riazakin says that he no nipasa. She wasn't raped. She wasn't raped. She did it on her own. Vihilo nitpasa. Where is that? Parsis Nosso. Vihilo nitpasa. So you see that Fisa is Lashon Bia. And therefore, that's what the Tosfos Riazakin says. What's the problem with that pshat? Please get it down. What's the problem with that pshat? Says the Tosfos Rishash. Rishash asks in the Tosfos Riazakin. Why is that pshat a bad pshat? Because it's not referring to marriage. It's referring to Bia. It's not referring to what? Marriage? It's not talking about Kedushin. It's talking about being raped. That she wasn't raped. She did it willingly. It's not talking about Kedushin. So that's the Rishash's Kasha and the Tosfos what? The Tosfos Riazak. It's a very strong Kasha. Very strong Kasha. Okay, good. So basically, we said there are 10 Lashonas in Gemara. The only one that slammed dunk is Lukukhasi because from Kiyikach. The other 9 are Sveikis. What's the din? Rov Rishonim say Kedushin Sofek. The Ran will say it's not a Kedushin all based on the Cheskes Pnuya. And we saved Rashi with the Rabosu Sharasa to Rossi. I think Rashi would say back to that save and say, come on. Atsurasi means that they didn't have B at all. It doesn't mean now. But that's Lamaisa the way, that's the Nakuda they'll be arguing on. Okay, fight to now into Gemara. Let's go. I can't hear you.
Who asked the
Kasha on Tosfos Riazakin, the Rishash. The Rishash asked the Kasha. Yes, Svi.
We quoted the read in Tosfos, right? That's read.
Yes.
The side of the Gemara says differently than it says in Tosfos.
What do you mean the side of the Gemara?
The Riazakin is also inside of the Tosfos, right?
No, the Ri Miyashu is not the Riazakin.
It's different.
It's the Ri of Tosfos, yeah. Grandson of Rashi, Pashup Shad, yeah. The Ri of Tosfos. Riazakin, someone else completely. Absolutely, yeah. The Riazakin, someone else. The Riazakin is a Tfusas is from that Pasuk. It's the Chapella. It's not talking about Bia. It's not talking about Kedusha. It's talking about Bia. Okay.
Maybe he learns from their Kedusha for Bia and then the time.
Could be. But I'm saying in the Pasuk, though, it wasn't talking about marriage.
Yeah, but
all these psukim, though, are talking about unification of a man and a woman, right?
I mean, that's also.
Okay, but the Kedusha, Adam and Chava were getting married, no? I mean, Pashup Shad, they were getting married. It's all talking about a unification. I mean, I hear what you're saying. I mean, you're saying that whole story about Tzurasi, but it means gathering the bias as a marriage. All the psukim seem to be pointed to not just Bia, but to a marriage. You follow me?
Yeah.
This one is just a rape. You know, she wasn't raped. It was with another guy. Okay, I hear what you're saying, Ramaz. But you know what I'm saying? I'm,
if the guy, also if the guy rapes her, then if she wants to, he can make her married.
I understand, but that bee itself wasn't Kedusha.
I understand,
but that bee itself wasn't Kedusha. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
In that case, though, would they have to do a Kedusha afterwards?
Of course.
It doesn't go straight to Nisuin?
Of course, if she wants to marry him, he has to marry her. Remember, we know the din in Chumash.
It was
a rape. He has got to read Mekadosh. Not read Mekadosh, got a Mekadosh. Yeah, it was a Mekadosh. Okay, go ahead, Ella. Let's see. Guys, look inside. Let's go. Come on, Simi. Let's go. See you to Gomorrah. Go ahead. Let's see inside. Go ahead, Ella. What do you do with Harufasi? Let's say you use the Lashon Harufasi. Now, let me ask you a question. Who says on davening in the morning is Zomakoman? Let's be honest. Let's try it. Rav Shechter Shlita always taught us to try to say Karbonis. Parshas Tamid. Tyrus and Azoma Komen. Try if you can. It takes 2-3 minutes. Now, what is the Korban Ashram we mentioned there? We call it Ashram what? Belineta, we try to say it, okay? I should say Belineta. Ashram, Shifcha, Harufa. Now, I want you guys to get this down. Let's get this down. There are a lot of Ashram. You're right. Ashram Elis, Ashram Zaylis, but there's an Ashram Shifcha, Harufa. What is a Shifcha Harufa, Yom? Let's go. What is a Shifcha Harufa? Machlokes Rebbe Kiva, Rebbe Shmuel. Let's get it. Rebbe Kiva says it's a Chetzi Shifcha v'Chetzi Bas Chorin. What's the case? You have a non-Jewish woman. She's sold as a slave, goes to mikveh. She's a half-Jewish because she's a Shifcha Kenatis. But she was bought by two owners. One owner frees her. The other owner retains her ownership. His ownership over her. He is ma'ariser to a third man. That relationship is called Harufa. If a fourth man is mezana with her, what's the punishment? The man brings a korban, and she's chayav malchus. Bikoris tiyeh, says the pasuk. It's a split punishment. Normally by Arias, it's always the same punishment to man and woman. There's an exception to the rule. This is the exception. If you're boil a shifcha harufa, does everyone have the case? There's four men involved. You have a situation, you have a shifcha kenatis, it was a non-Jewish woman, bought off the slave market, goes to mikveh, by two men. One man releases her, frees her. The other man retains ownership. That man is ma'ariser, mirrors off to a third man. She's mezana with a fourth man. The fourth man brings a korban, and she gets malchus. It's a split punishment. However, is kedushin appropriate here? Yes or no? According to Rabbi Kiva, yes. Because who can marry her? An Eved Ivri. An Eved Ivri can marry a shifcha kenatis if he was sold by Beis Din. If he sold himself, maybe he sold himself to marry a shifcha kenatis. That's why we don't allow it. Only if you're sold by Beis Din are you allowed to have a heter shifcha kenatis. But a regular Jewish man cannot marry who? A shifcha kenatis. But an Eved Ivri can. So an Eved Ivri could mekadesh her, her side that is what? That is free. That's what means necharefes. That's what harufa means. It's a lashon of kedushin according to Rabbi Akiva. You can have a lashon of kedushin. According to Rabbi Kiva's definition, who argues on Rabbi Kiva? Rabbi Shmuel. And what does Rabbi Shmuel say? The definition of a shifcha karufa is a regular shifcha kenatis. Done. Done deal. Regular shifcha kenatis. And your bowl of shifcha kenatis, what's the din? The din is that you'd be chayav a korban, she would be chayav malchus. And can you mekadesh a shifcha kenatis? Absolutely not. It's not even chal. She's a shiksa. You can't make out as a shiksa. She's not a shiksa. She's a half Jew, but the condition will not be chal. So this shiloh, Rashi is going to learn. We're going to see it now. This shiloh of you makadosh woman, guy wants to be fancy, and he says hariyak harufasi. Well, that depends. Harufasi according to Mekiva has a meaning. Then it would be chal. According to Shmuel has no meaning because there is no condition. You follow me, Yaakov? That's how it depends on this machlok Rabbi Kiv Rabbi Shmuel. If you say Harufasi. Yes, Pinchas.
Rabbi said that ships of Knainis also do this in Hefru?
Yes, like in Evik Knaini.
So why then is...
But since she's a half shiksa, Kedusha can't be chal.
I'm saying, but on the chetzi free and chetzi not free, what's her status?
She's also a half. She's also a half Jew.
So then why what's the nafkamina?
There's no real nafkamina. We got to be mitzvahs. There's no nafkamina. The nafkamina is where the kedusha would be chal. Allah
Almighty. Why would kedusha? Meaning, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva argue on what the definition of a shif charuf is.
That's correct. But the difference between them is will there be a lasha? Can you talk about a halais kedusha and all?
Yeah.
According to Rabbi Kiva, you can. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you cannot. But that's just the difference of Gabi Kedushin of Ishus.
Okay.
Gabi Kedushin Yisrael, there's no nafkamin. Okay? She's a half Jewish, she'd be a half Jewish like this. Okay?
Yeah.
We're talking about the Ishus, Lashon of Kedushin. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go, Elad. What do you say? Let's see inside. Go ahead. Guys, look inside, please. Is Harufasi good? 10 Lashonos. Lukuchasi was good, 9 or Suffolk. Now we bring up an 11th Lashon, Harufasi. Go ahead. Tashma. So he says, in the province of Yehuda, they call an Arusa Harufa, therefore it's good. So frek the Gemara of Yehuda. Yehuda is the rove of the world? What does that mean, Yehuda is the rove of the world? Who cares what they do in Yehuda? Therefore, that substantiates to say that what? The Poshup Shad in the Gemara is that what? Is that just because in Yehuda it's good, therefore that makes it good all over the world? Why should that be? Right? That's the Poshup Shad No? You could say that if Yehuda was the rove of the world, Halach L'maisa, right? It would be good, right? It happens to be Yehuda's not rove of the world. Okay? This is the Pashup Shot, the way we learn the Kasha the Gemara. Why don't you get down to Tzri Azakin is a different way. Tzri Azakin learns, it's not trying to say if the Yehuda was the role of the world, be a good Kedushin, even for the mute. Because the bottom line is, she's got to understand what's flying. Yes? Even if she understands what's flying, maybe the Edom don't. The Kasha the Gemara is Pashup Shot, Halach L'maisa, okay? How can you say a Dover Muchlat, that is, if she's Mukadesis Barova Olam, the Mevinim of the Lashon. Rehud is not the Rove of the world. That's the bottom line. What'd you say? A very finite comment. Yehuda is not the Rove of the world. How can you say, Halach L'maisa, that if she's Mukadesis Barova Olam? The Rove of Olam understands Harufasi Bikudushin. It's not true. Only Yehuda they say like that. If the whole purpose of the Gemara is to understand what's going on, and that's what Amir is all about, in Yehuda they call a Harufa Kedusha. But the rest of the world they don't. So the Gemara jumps and says Yehuda's rove of the world. Right? See, the Poshup Shad in the Gemara is if Yehuda was the rove of the world, it would be good no matter what. Yes? B'chol Olam. Even in the situation of the mute part of the world. Right? You understand what I'm saying? Again, I want you to get this. The simplest reading of the Gemara is what? Is the Gemara says, if you say Harufasi, then is it good?
Yeah.
It says it's good because in Yehuda they call it.
Yeah.
And Yehuda is not rove of the world. What does that imply? That if it would be rove of the world, please get it down, it would be good no matter what, even in the meat of places where it's not called Kedusha. No?
Yeah.
Write that down. That's the Poshup Shad in Gemara. Tosri Azakin says, no, that can't mean that. You always have to understand what's flying. And if the Edom don't know what's flying, even if she says she knows what's flying, it shouldn't be good. The Kasha of the Gemara is, how do you say a Dover Mukhlet that Svi asked me, that is if she's Mekudeshes Barov Olam. Barov Olam understand this Lashon. They don't understand the Lashon. They simply don't understand the Lashon. There are two ways to learn the Kasha, this Gemara. One way is to say is that what? What's one way? One way is to say is that even if Yehuda was Rov Olam, it would be good all over the world. Even the mute places that don't understand Harubas Mekudesh. That's one way. Second way is Tosri Azaka says, no way, that's not the way to learn it. The Kasha of the Gemara is, and how can you magically say that in Yehuda they call it Harufasi, so therefore you make it a final, a Dover Mukhlet statement, that it's as if she's what? She's as if she's Mekudeshes Barov Olam, that they understand the language Harufasi means Kedushi. The Metzias is not that way. It's not magic. Just because in Yehuda, Harupasa means Kedushasi, everywhere else knows that? They don't speak that language in that. They don't say Harupasa means that. It's like slang. They have no idea that it means that. That's the kasha that Tosfos Riazakin learns in Gemara. Has everyone got that? Yes, Daniel.
Lamaisa, would you need the language to be an accepted language of the Gila or just the?
We're gonna talk about it. We're gonna talk about it. It's good kasha. Okay, good kasha. Yeah, quickly, Pinchas, go ahead.
What if the girl, let's say, doesn't understand the lashon, like she doesn't know Hebrew?
All right, we'll get to it. Blinetter. Both of you, kasha, good kashas. Read on, Elad, go ahead. So Yehuda's not over the world. Go ahead. So what's the answer? The Gemara quotes a pasuk, right? So the Gemara asks, go ahead. What's the kasha? Yehuda od lekra. That what? A pasuk needs a raya from what? What's done where? What's done in Yehuda? Isn't the pasuk enough to quote? That's the simplest reading of the Gemara, no? You don't need any more support after a pasuk. Who cares what's done in Yehuda? No? The Taisa Rush adds on, I want you to get this, he learns it a little bit differently. The Taisa Rush, Dermask Yehuda, says that the Gemara is asking, this raya is not a good raya. Like the Gemara said, Yehuda rove the Alma. If it was a good raya, then you wouldn't need a pasuk. So the two ways to learn this kasha. What's the simplest way to read it? All you need is a pasuk. You don't need v'od, what happened in Yehuda, right? Isn't that the simplest way? What's the lashon of the Gemara? V'od lekra, Yehuda v'od lekra? What, the pasuk needs, doesn't really, it's not really sequential though. Yehuda v'od lekra. Should have said, kra v'od the Yehuda, no? But the simplest reading of the Gemara is that once you quote a pasuk, you don't need to know, tell me sociologically what happens in Yehuda. Pasuk should be enough. Or number two, you can learn like that does a rush. If that raya would have been enough a raya, you wouldn't have needed to quote a pasuk. That way it fits a little bit better the sequence of the Gemara. Yehuda of all the craw. Yehuda's not a good raya. Because if it would have been a good raya, you wouldn't need a pasuk. Okay? So Gemara finally throws its hands up in the air. Go ahead, Ella. Underline 88 times. Not 87, but 88. Why 88? No idea. Okay? No, not 89. Not 89. Yaakov, let's go. Let's get this. Who's Pat Kane? No idea. Is he an athlete?
Yeah.
What'd you say? Oh, okay. I don't know hockey. Okay. All right, I don't know hockey. Okay, you ready? What word do I want you to underline 88 times? Which word? Which word do I want you to underline?
Oh.
Which one? Oh. New L.I., which one?
Be-Yehuda.
Yes, Be-Yehuda. Charufas is only good Be-Yehuda. It is not good in the whole world. It is only good Be-Yehuda. Done deal. Because in Yehuda they call a Charufasi Kedusha. They call it Arusa. Everyone else in the world, it's not good. Halach
l'maisa.
Okay?
That means theoretically
well, we're going to get to it now, Yaakov. Good point. Excellent. All your points are excellent. So let's get to it. First of all, I want you to get this down. Okay? I want you to get this kasha down. We're going to get to it tomorrow. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to leave Mara Mekoymes by Ben and Pinchas. I want you to put in your tefillahs my mom's name, and she has to have a surgery at 7 o'clock in the morning. She has to have something removed from her eye. Blima Pircha Baruch Aleh. Appreciate it very much. Blima Pircha Baruch Aleh. Okay? Yes. Blima Pircha. I'll write it right before Mincha. Blima Pircha Baruch Aleh. So I hopefully should be back around. It's Rosh Chodesh tomorrow, guys. Today's Yom Kippur Katan. So I'm going to have to daven in Tinek. So I'm going to go daven during the procedure and come back and bring her. Hopefully, if everything goes well, I'll be able to bring her back. And then she should be in yeshiva about 10:15, 10:30, if everything goes well. Blima Pircha. Pircha, like a flower. Bas Ruch Aleh. Blima Pircha. I'll write it down. Okay, but I want to just ask the kasha, we'll get back to it tomorrow. If you look up the Rambam, guys, I didn't give it to you, I'll give it to you. The Rambam writes, if you're Makadosh a woman Charufasi, it's unbelievable Rambam. Gimel Vav. Rambam says Mekudeshes.
Anishas?
Yes, Gimel Vav Anishas. And what does the Rambam not say? He says, Hari Omer, Archurufasim Kudeshis. What does he not say? He doesn't say it's only good in Yehuda. It's good all over the planet Earth. It's Mamish against the Gemara. The Rambam cannot argue against the Gemara. Leave that kasha in your minds for tomorrow. Let's get the answer to Daniel and Yaakov and Pinchas' kasha. Okay? Now listen to this. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Halach Lamaisa, amazing. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Ilchus Kedushin, Simen Chav Zayin, Sif Aleph. Listen to this. And this is exactly what Daniel and Yaakov were saying. Any country you live in, Japanese, Chinese, Korean, if you live in that country and you use that lashon under the chuppah, it's good. Please get it. Any lashon that has the mashmos of kedushin is good in that place. The Ritva says the same thing. He says charufas is good in Yehuda because in Yehuda they call an arusa charufa. And any place where they call an arusa a special name, you use that, it's good. Even though it's not the lashon of Torah, like Yaakov said. Excellent. One sec, Yaakov. Even though it's not the Lashon HaTorah, please get it. Jacob, you got this?
Yeah.
That's what the Shulchan Aruch writes. Guy wants to use Yiddish. And in, let's say, Germany, it's a dialect of German. If they use a call of Russo like that, it's good. But if you open up the Bir Halacha, you know what the Bir Halacha is? Chavetz Chaim. You know the Mishnah Berurah. He wrote the Bir Halacha was his Lomdus. More Be'in. He says the Be'in. Simon Samach Beis. In the beginning of Chos Kirishma, he says an unbelievable thing. There's a dear mask called Yochel. Let's say a guy's Makadosh, a woman, in Japanese, in New York. He uses Japanese, Lashon. What do you say? And the Chassan and Kala are experts in Japanese. They're both PhDs. They're both professors. One in YU, one in Stern. And they're getting married. And he's Makadosh or under the chuppah in Japanese. What do you say? Oh. What is the din? Says the Bir Halacha. It's not a good kedushin. Why not? One sec. Why not? Because it's a din deeper be kedushin. It's a formal din. If you look in the Riyaz Zaken, the Chisaron is in the Edom. The Edom don't understand. But if the Edom understands Japanese,
good.
It's good. But from the Bir Halacha, this is what I want to tell you. It's mash from the Bir Halacha that even if the Edom know, most people don't know Japanese in New York. It would be bad. This speaks to the heart and core. Please get this down. Of what is the nature of the Gedera Din of Dibra by Kedushin? Is it a formal din that flows from Kiyikach? And therefore, Japanese in what? In New York, doesn't register as a language? And you did not do a Dibor? It's like you said nothing? Or no? Do you say that the function of Amir is just to make sure that what? The Chassan and Kala and the Eidim know it's flying. Yes? So the Bir Halacha holds like which approach? Let's write it down. The Bir Halacha holds like which approach?
First one.
You need Dibor Mamish. Formal Dibor, sweet. Exactly. Dibor Mamish.
Which means a Dibor.
Which means if you're speaking Japanese in New York, it doesn't register as a Dibor. I don't care if the Chassan and Kala are professors. I don't care if the Eidim are professors.
Really? There are probably more Japanese speakers in New York than there
are. Okay, it's a bad example. Okay, let's. You know what I'm saying? The Sahara Desert. Let's say, okay, you know what I'm saying? It's a bad example. I don't know. Let's say somewhere in the Midwest. I don't know. You know, in the Sahara Desert. Okay, 1 second. According to the Tosfos Riyazaken, it's good as long as the Edom know. Chassan, the Kala, the Edom. They understand it. Mevinim. It's good. Done. Because the whole point of Dibor is what? It's not a formal din. It's to make sure they're on the right page. You follow me, Jacob? And therefore, it's a good kedushin. Unbelievable halacha. If a guy would want to get fancy and do this, it wouldn't be good. Yes, Jacob?
Could you theoretically then say, does it have to be just the word, like, Hari as Ishti, Hari as my wife? Like, or does it have to be, or you say you are, like...
Let's say he said the whole thing in Chinese.
Would that in English saying, like...
You're betrothed to me.
Yeah, that would be good. In the America, it's fine.
Like, will you marry me? And then fine. Like that.
Same thing. If you're talking about it, the whole statement is a foreign language. And no one knows what's flying.
But what if you... Like, nowadays people give to the person they're dating a ring when they get engaged. You say, will you marry me? She says, yes, doesn't that count?
Well, that's a big shiloh we're going to get to. That's a big shiloh we'll get to another time. You should never do that in front of people. Because you might be married then. When you get engaged, you never do that in front of people. Because that might itself be a kiddushin.
Didn't we discuss last year, 2 years ago, that we discussed like, getting engaged, and he's supposed to, the guy's supposed to have that's
yeah, you never do it. You never do it in front of Adam. Correct. Never do it in front of Adam. Because that itself might be kiddushin. Very good. Very good, Jake. Do you follow what I'm saying? I want you guys to know this machloikis. Listen. Machloikis between who? The Bir Halacha and the Tos Riazakin. Daniel. This speaks to the heart and core of what Dibur by Kedushin is, correct? You follow what I'm saying? Is it a formal din or is it not a formal din? Okay, that's the Shiloh, Halacha L'maaseh. Okay, I want you to get this.
So this is by Yiddish also.
Okay, what'd you say?
This is by Yiddish also.
Yeah, look at Rashi, Shekin B'Yehuda. Let's go. Before we see Rashi inside, what was the Havamina, what was the Maskana? What's the Havamina of the Gemara? That what? The Havamina of the Gemara is that Harufas is good where? Everywhere in the world. Yes? What's the Maskana of the Gemara? Harufas is only good to you, the rest of the world is not good. The Havamina is according to who? And what is the Maskana? Let's get this before we dive Mincha. Okay? You tell me outside, Elad. The Havamina is according to who? We'll see it inside. First say it outside. The Havamina was it was good all over the world. Why? Because we're holding like who? Like Rabbi Kiva. We're holding like Rabbi Kiva that the Lashon is appropriate Kedushin because it's Chetzi Chetzi. She has half of her that is Nitan for Kedushin. What's the Maskana? And the rest of the world it's bad because it's like who? Like Rabbi Shmuel. The Maskana is like Rabbi Shmuel, therefore there's no what? There's no Kedushin. So I have a quick answer that we'll do more tomorrow. I have a quick answer for the Rambam. What did the Rambam say Harupasi was? The Rambam is in Hilchos Ishah Pirkei Gimel Halacha Vav. The Rambam said it's good everywhere. The Ran, the Rash, for the Rit, for the Sheet alone only said the Gemara says it's only good to be Yehuda. What's the answer, guys? You tell me. Who do we always paskin like Rabbi Kiva Mechavero? We paskin like Rabbi Kiva. So even though the Maskana of the Gemara is like Rabbi Shmuel, the Rambam says I hold like who? Rebbe Kiva. Therefore, Harupasi is good everywhere on the planet Earth. That's what the Rashba answers, the Ran, the Ritva, the Tzvi Hazokin, they all give that answer. Look inside. Go ahead, Ella. Yeah. Read that Rashi, please. Guys, look inside. Otherwise, you know what's flying with this. Okay? We have to discuss this at greater length tomorrow, Bishop. Go ahead. Shekin B'Yehuda. Guys, look inside. Go ahead, start again. Shekin B'Yehuda. Yeah, that's on Yichud Ba'alma. Whose sheet is that? Whose sheet is that? That Kiddushin not Tosim Ba? No! Rabbi Shmuel, it's a full Shifcha Kananis. A full Shifcha Kananis and Kiddushin Tosim Ba. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Kiddushin not Tosim Ba by her. Go ahead, Umikara. What's Mikara mean? The Havamina, which we said it was good all over the world. Go ahead. Excellent. There it is. You see that? You see it's talking about a Chetzi Shivcha, Chetzi Baskarin, which is Shayach Kedushin, one side of her. Yes? Look at Tosis, guys. Mishum, go ahead, Elad. There it is. Getting daf mem gimel hushita. Rabbi what? Rabbi Akiva. Next Tosfos. Only in Yehuda they hold like Rabbi Akiva. But in the rest of the world, what do they define a Shivcha Charufa as being? At least they think it's talking about like Rabbi Shmuel, so therefore there's Kiddushin on Tosin. It's a little bit strange, no? You know what I'm saying? In Yehuda, they refer to the word Charufa as being like Rabbi Akiva. It's not so strange. They think of in Yehuda as like Rabbi Akiva, so Kiddushin on Tosin. The rest of the world, they think of the word Charufa like Rabbi Shmuel, that's not Tosin. Okay, let's close with this. Has everyone heard of the sheet of the concept called Batlam Daitzel Eitzel Kolodim? What does it mean?
If it's a Dasa, then we're going to have a Shia Dasa.
Famous example. Shabbos Daf Pei. Excellent, Simi. The Anshei Hutzal. They were experts in putting baskets on their head when they carried. From Rosh Hashanah Yochid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Are they chayav skil on Shabbos for carrying or not?
No.
Why not? That's a derech for them. But l'dayt to it's a kolodim. Listen to this kasha. Tosfos Riazokin asks it too. I don't care what's done in Yehuda. How does the Gemara have a havamina that it's good all over the planet Earth because in Yehuda it's called charufa? But l'dayt to it's a kolodim. You hear that kasha? The Tosfos Riazokin asks this kasha. What do we care that in Yehuda they call her that? That's Bubba Dajas gone. The whole world they don't. Yes? Now you have a new edition of the Yisra Bracha. I have an older edition. So let's close. We're going to give one answer today. Okay? One answer is like this. You know what Bubba Dajas gone means? When it's a small minority. A small minority. Like 1%. Then you say, but Anshei Hutzal, no one can carry a basket on their head except these guys. They're 1% of the populace in the world. But L'dayzal Kalonim. Therefore, it's not that they're up to cover on your head, therefore you're put. Yes? But Yehud is a province. It's not just a city. It's a strong minority. On a strong minority, you don't say, but L'dayzal Kalonim. You follow me? And what's the riot for it? Please get this down. The Taz writes this. Has anyone ever heard of this principle in Halakha? Istinus? What's an istinus? Are you allowed to take a shower during Shiva? Mikra din from the Gemara, not. However, istinus, we allow it. 9 days. Istinus. You're allowed to take a lukewarm shower during the 9 days. Lukewarm. Because we're istinuses nowadays. Why don't you say Butler Dietzel Kalotim? What's the answer? It's a strong minority. You don't say Butler Dietzel Kalotim by a strong minority. You only say it by a weak minority. Yehuda was a province, not just a city. And therefore, we don't say Butler Dietzel Kalotim. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day. Let me write it on the board. Let's daven mincha. Let's go, guys.
No
daven. Lima, no daven again. Lima, let's go. Pirka, here, Daniel.